This is KCUR. 4 years ago, Toby Rush approached UMKC's Reza Derakhshani about the professor's invention, technology that would transform a picture of the blood vessels of a human eye into a key that could replace passwords on smartphones. Rush went on to found the company iVerify, and the Kansas City business is now attracting customers and investors from around the globe. KCUR's Brian Ellison asked Rush about his role.
I would say I'm the entrepreneur, right? It's a great example. So when I came across the technology was in the tech transfer office at University of Missouri, Kansas City. They're all excited. They were telling me about all the technology. And they said they recently had a consultant come in and they did this big study and they had probably a 25-page report they gave me. And it went through all the great things that you could do in airports and border crossings and immigration and selling to the government and to the military. And I'm like, that sucks. I don't want to sell it to them at all. Let's be really honest. But can I do that on mobile? If I can do that on a smartphone and I can replace passwords, I can do security, not surveillance. Now that is cool. That's big. And not once in that 20-page document was smartphone ever mentioned. Not once. Right. So what I bring is understanding technology trends, understanding marketplaces and opportunities and where do those intersect.
Well, how do you go about that? How do you go out and raise money?
It is some really thick skin. You know, I get the question a lot about iVerify. Wow, it must be so easy to go raise money. I was like, you guys have no idea. It sucks. It's hard. It is not easy. I'll get, 100 no's for every yes, right? And so it's understanding how to pitch the company, the vision, the idea. It's conveying confidence. It's giving someone a good enough feeling that, hey, I trust you, Toby Rush, and I can see the vision. And I feel like you can get this technology and this team to where this vision's heading.
So how quickly did this all come together for you?
January 2012, we launched iVerify. And so really, it's only been until Q4 of this last year, Q4 of 2014, that we really finally got a product to market that people could use that was both convenient, secure, and private. So it took me 3 years and $10 million.
Before you sold your first product?
We'd sold some products, but it was such tepid use and such lukewarm reaction that we knew we didn't have the combination right. It took me 3 years and $10 million to get to a product that we thought was viral and scalable and is going to get us to the level that we know we can get to.
Can someone become a good innovator, or were you born this way?
You know, it is a little bit of both. People hate that question. I use a different analogy that people can get a little bit better. And it's like, how good of an athlete are you? Are you born an athlete or are you trained as an athlete? And the answer is both, right? Now, the reality, there are very few athletes that can actually make a living being an athlete, but we're all athletes. Right, so we can all be innovative. We can all be entrepreneurs. But if we're really honest with ourselves, they're very living at being an entrepreneur, at being an innovator. That doesn't mean people aren't innovative, right? I still love to play sports. I'm never going to make a living at it.
You've chosen to run this company in Kansas City.
Yep.
Why?
Why?
Why not Silicon Valley or Seattle or some big tech center?
Sure. So, you know, this goes back to my personality, my morals, my ethics, kind of what do I really value in life? And that is it's family, it's friends, it's relationships. I could build a lot of companies and I can make a lot of money in a lot of places. And if that was my sole driver, I probably wouldn't be here. Let's be really honest, right? This is not the most profitable place to build a company in the world. But when you think of the people and the relationships and kind of what I think at the end of my life I'm going to look back on and value and put really kind of hang my hat on, it's going to be the things and the people that I did it with, the teams that we built, the impact that we were able to have. And Kansas City is a great place to both make a lot of money, but do it with great people and in a great environment. I spend a lot of time in San Francisco and the coasts. And one of the comments that even just a couple weeks ago, I was meeting with a VC, and they said they'd recently took a tour through a bunch of different Midwestern towns, and they were surprised at how helpful and congenial people were towards each other. Right, genuinely wanting to help one another. Out in San Francisco, that is not the case at all. Mm-hmm. It is cutthroat, right? But in Kansas City, people generally want to see other people do well. And you go out of your way to help them, even if there isn't an immediate return for yourself.
If you had to put together a business school class on innovation, or maybe just one lecture, what would you most think someone who wants to do what you're doing needs to know?
You've got to know where you get your identity from, right? So this idea of who am I, and am I okay with that, right? I take some really big risks, and I fail, and I may fail, and I will fail. Am I still okay with who I am, right? So people get so caught up in, you know, the idea of being an entrepreneur, the idea of being an innovator, the idea of making money, that actually limits their ability, right? They start to act in ways that aren't ethical, that aren't moral, that aren't, I think, the way that we're made to be. And so when you really know who you are and kind of where you draw your significance, it allows you to be far more powerful. If anything, that's what I try to, you know, convey to other entrepreneurs and other innovators of be yourself.
That was iVerify founder Toby Rush speaking with KCUR's Brian Ellison. More information about the Innovation KC series is on our website, kcur.org.